Black of throws. There's a last pass. It's going to be, I believe, the Giants from the pellet. The Giants from the pellet. The Giants from the pellet.
That, of course, was the call of the shot heard round the world, courtesy of Bobby Thompson, the baseball great. He died yesterday at the age of 86. Thompson was the second baseman for the New York Giants. He hit that winning home run during the bottom of the ninth in the National League Playoff Series against the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1951. The Giants went on to lose the World Series to the Yankees, but Thompson's fame, sealed. Done deal. Talking to us more about Bobby Thompson's legacy is our own Takeaway Sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, there are a lot of historic, incredible plays in the history of baseball and the history of sports. How come this home run from 1951 sticks in everyone's memory so much?
I think there's a lot of different reasons, but first let's just peel back. Bobby Thompson was he was an immigrant. He came to America when he was 2 years old. He was from Scotland. He's actually enshrined in the Scottish Sports Hall of Fame. He went to Curtis High School in Staten Island, so he was a New Yorker. And he was an excellent baseball player, but although he never had these crazy amazing years and great numbers, but this was the best. 1951 was the year he had his best numbers. He had his best average. He had his most home runs. He hit 32 home runs that year. So he was poised to do something great. Now, the other reason why it was also particularly a good moment, baseball was New York City then. The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Giants, always competing throughout the 50s. So this really set the stage for the entire decade of like a baseball in New York. And so to have a team like the Dodgers really compete at a high level and make it to the World Series against the Yankees, it was also a good glory moment. But I think the other reason why is because of the backdrop. The Dodgers and the Giants were in a playoff to see who was going to get to the World Series, and right. Playoffs at that time didn't happen.
So it was almost like that their win was almost more important than the World Series would have won, though. That win in the World Series would have capped it off. There was a little bit of controversy over the idea that the Giants were stealing the catcher's signs, right?
Well, I mean, that's interesting. They talked about that controversy, and it was kind of like a spy gate where they were using a telescope to capture the signs to be able to tell a pitcher what to do.
Pitch was coming.
But the Giants at the end of that season were down. Now, this is for any of the teams out there who your favorite team is down a bunch of games and they seemingly are out of the playoffs. The Giants that year in August were down 13.5 games. They had no chance of making it, but they went on they would have won 37 of their last 44 games. At one point, they were on a 16-game winning streak, and they ended the end of the regular season tied with the Dodgers. It was a really remarkable push. And if you think about it, the way that we internationally people think about soccer, that's the way people thought about baseball in New York at the time.
It got no respect.
Internationally, the way people think about soccer.
Oh, I see.
Right?
So
that everyone loved their teams. They loved them to death. They would fight them and bleed for their teams.
Right.
And that was the energy that they were giving to those players.
So that's why Bobby Thompson became the hero that has lasted from 1951 to 2010.
Precisely. 60 years of his home run being the most memorable home run in all of baseball. And he was a gracious man. And Branca, who gave up the pitch, he was also gracious to the end about telling that story and telling how they fit into baseball history.
And not only made Bobby Thompson famous, but of course Russ Hodges, the sportscaster who became famous for screaming out, "The Giants win the pennant."
It's true.
The Giants win.
It's a great call.
Bobby Thompson died yesterday. The baseball great was 86 years old. Thanks, Ibrahim.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.